This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Starting with some sad news, and that is that Malcolm Jamal Warner, who played Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show, has died at the age of 54. They say he drowned off the coast of Costa Rica.
Yeah, that's so very sad. No details yet on what they think happened. Was it just a riptide?
He said he got caught by a riptide.
It does say that? Mm-hmm. I did not see that earlier.
Caught by a rip current Sunday afternoon. Bystanders rescued him and took him to shore. He got treatment, but he didn't make it.
And, of course, he's dropped off my radar after that show. But apparently he was still active in Hollywood and had been in some other shows that mm-hmm. I just haven't watched. But
Malcolm and Eddie.
Yeah.
Read Between the Lines. And it says he guest showed in several other
TV shows. Guest starred in some other things.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very sad. Mr. Huxtable. Grew up with him.
He was Theo, right?
Yeah.
He was the son.
Oh, man. So sad. Here's something that backs up a feeling that many of us have had for a long time. New research says don't give children under the age of 13 a smartphone. But what if my kid's at their friend's house and they need to call me? Give them a flip phone, right? Parents should avoid preteen use of smartphones and social media, according to a new study released Monday that found that giving kids smartphones before age 13 could damage their mental health. They say it was associated with suicidal thoughts, worse emotional regulation, lower self-worth, and detachment from reality, especially among young girls, according to the study.
I'm not surprised. Social media. Think about AI and how that will change things even more.
It was in the Journal of the Human Development and Capabilities.
I've heard people as young as 8 are getting cell phones now and smartphones.
Wow.
Concern from parents or just feeling like their kid's the only one who doesn't have it. And so after begging the parents for a while, it's okay, fine, I'll get you one.
I hope they pay attention.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear that Elon Musk has opened up a Tesla diner? It just opened up yesterday in Los Angeles. There's only one of them so far, but it has all these charging stations for Tesla, and it's showing films that are like 30 minutes long, which is, I guess, the length of a typical charging session. But here's the thing. It has an actual diner where they serve milkshakes and burgers, and they have robots who serve you popcorn.
If you have a Tesla.
You can go if you don't have a Tesla, but if you have a Tesla, you can order the food
from
or
your
milkshake
car.
From your car, and the sound from the movie will play right into your car. You don't have to find the exact radio station. I don't even know what they do for the drive-in theaters anymore, but that's the future. This
not
is the drive-in theater of 2025.
Not get a toy car.
I'm
Sorry.
Just saying. You could go
Sorry,
without your Tesla.
Sorry, Tesla owners.
He doesn't have
I
anything
think you
better
should
to do.
Buy anything you want. I don't think the government should force you to buy anything. If that fits your lifestyle, good for you. It's just I can't envision a battery-powered car ever fitting my lifestyle. Ever.
I could do a hybrid maybe, but I don't think I would ever want one where I strictly, that's, I don't even the option to get gas.
And we looked into that, but we were buying a pre-owned car, and I don't want to inherit a problem because what happens when the battery needs to be replaced?
Those thousands
expensive.
Of
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just didn't
expensive.
Want to deal with that, so we didn't go the hybrid route
yeah,
either.
Yeah, I get that.
Hey, it's Shark Week. Are you getting ready for Shark Week?
I do like Shark Week.
Guess what they've come up with this time? You can dance with sharks.
Good boy.
They're gonna have a show called Dancing with Sharks that premieres during Shark Weeks. It was shot off the coast of the Bahamian island Bimini. And the sharks were enticed to dance with food. I guess not people.
Okay, so do you know Tom Bergeron, who used to host Dancing with the Stars, and he and Aaron Andrews were kicked off that show for whatever reason? They were given the boot. He hosts this, and the reason I know about this story is because I've told you I like to watch shows as I get ready for work, and I like Shark Week, okay? And I turn this on. I'm like, why am I watching this? I was embarrassed for myself as I continued to watch it yet again this morning. It is so dumb. They do, like, choreographed dances. It's contestants, and they compete with dances in... while they're scuba diving with sharks. It's so dumb.
When did Tom Bergeron get old? I'm looking at a video of him here. Jeez, he's got white hair.
No, he doesn't.
From when he was on Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, he's gray-headed. I don't know. I never watched him on Dancing with the Stars.
He looks
I thought you
same,
loved
I
that
thought.
Show, Mark.
I would be voted least likely to watch that show. It's just that just would probably never happen.
How about a Beyonce show?
Would I?
Did you hear what happened
there? Oh, there were some people that were run over on a stampede?
There was a 10-year-old girl who was screaming, and it ended up, I guess they're saying, leading to a stampede, and 9 people were trampled in the stampede.
But not
turns
hurt?
Out 11 people. It says, this one says 11 people hospitalized. This was the Cowboy Carter show in Atlanta. You know what the girl was screaming about? She saw a bug. So a bug caused a stampede and injured close to a dozen people.
I need to remind my wife of the problems that can cause. She screams when she sees bugs.
My daughter does too.
Particularly if it's a flying bug.
Yep.
That's the biggest problem.
I don't like the bugs that fly.
I know.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.